1-2 pitch is hit foul and out of play down the left field line. Stays at 1-2. I think the confidence in how elite he can be defensively plays into why he's getting so many reps at third. As he hits this one in the air to center field. Backing up is Ortega, fighting the sun a little bit himself. To his right, he makes the catch. And there's one away. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
William Contreras, the batter, a 10-3 White Sox lead. And he grounds this one back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. So Contreras, who had three hits last night, including the home run and the double, with a single in his second at bat this afternoon. And he's aboard with one away for Sanchez. Now back to that conversation with Frelick. The Brewers know he can be elite in the outfield. He showed that a year ago, his first game in right field this spring. He made a great diving catch. Very instinctual player. Sanchez takes a strike and it's 0-1. And because he is so great defensively in the outfield, they feel like they can use these reps here this spring on the dirt for Sal. This is ripped into center field. Back goes Ortega at the track. Leaps up, makes the catch, and runs into the wall in the process. That ball was hit on the screws by Sanchez. Ortega had a good read on it. The wind pushing it back to him a little bit as well. And Ortega made a nice catch for the second out of this third inning. Two down and a runner at first now for Tyler Black. Brian Hudson getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. First offering to Black. Is taken low for a ball. It's 1-0. Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocer. Carbless, this is more. Black takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Fetty looks in. Has the one he wants and brings home the 1-1 pitch, and that's shot foul off the facing of the Brewers dugout up that first base line. And it's 1-2. Brewers have swung the bat pretty well this afternoon as well. Three runs already on six hits, but it's been a big offensive day for the White Sox early on as they lead it 10-3. Black able to check his swing on an off-speed pitch down in the dirt. And the count evens to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joey Weimer in the on-deck circle. Two-two pitch. Ground ball on the left side. Gloved by DeYoung, the shortstop. Behind the bag at second. He throws to first. It's low, but dug out by Vaughn. And the inning is over. Brewers got a one-out single from Contreras. That was it. They strand him. We go to the fourth, 10-3 White Sox on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Baseball, America's pastime. Ice cream, America's favorite dessert. A perfect match. Wisconsin's team and Wisconsin's ice cream, Cedar Crest. Made in small batches from scratch and slowly pasteurized to lock in flavor, ice cream isn't just a business at Cedar Crest, it's a passion. So while baseball's trying to speed up the game this year, don't speed up the ice cream. Savor it slowly, enjoying every amazing bite. Cedar Crest, it's the best.
Save big on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. Explore all Menards LP Smart Side options in-store or on Menards.com, where you can check out all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Ten to three, White Sox lead the Brewers as we go to the top of the fourth inning, and the Brewers, with a pitching change, left-hander Brian Hudson takes over on the mound. He has been impressive so far this spring. First pitch to Eloy Jimenez, in there for a strike at 91, and it's 0-1. Hudson, 6'8", brings home the breaking ball, and that's fouled at the plate, and that got a little bit of Jimenez. He's going to go for a little walk. That's a tough one for Eloy. He jumped out of the box immediately and is walking very gingerly right now as he waits to get his breath back. Now he's hunched over into a crouch, and everybody understands this one. We're going to give him as much time as he needs to get back in that box. Home plate umpire David Arrieta just standing there saying, take your time. And he is taking his time, and now he's ready to resume. Not a man in the building that wasn't going to be patient with Eloy Jimenez there. 0-2 pitch. And that just missed inside. One ball and two strikes. Fastball at 93 from Hudson. Brings home the 1-2 pitch, and he tried to check his swing. He offered at it, and he was not interested in trying to run to first, even though the ball bounced away from Sanchez. So it is an ortho ASAP strikeout for Brian Hudson to start up this outing. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Here's Paul DeJong. One out, nobody on here in the fourth. First pitch brought home, and that's a strike on the outside corner at 93. And it's 0-1. Hudson's been really impressive this spring. Three outings, six innings, five hits, and just one run allowed. The pitch rolled foul. Pulled it up that third baseline and hit off the facing of the White Sox dugout. No balls and two strikes on DeJong. What a year he had a season ago, and I don't mean that in a way of a season he's going to write about later. It was not an overly successful season for DeJong. Breaking ball misses low, one ball and two strikes. He was playing marginally well with the Cardinals, and then they traded him to the Blue Jays, and his tenure with the Blue Jays was really rough. Three hits and 38 at-bats. Ended up being DFA'd and found himself on the Giants roster before the season ended. 1-2 missed inside, two balls and two strikes on DeJong. White Sox hoping for a bounce back from him this year. No Tim Anderson anymore. Longtime shortstop is now with the Marlins. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a breaking ball, and Hudson looking impressive here in his first two batters that he's faced in the top of the fourth. Schneider's professional truck drivers remind you to put your phone away while driving and to use extra caution in work zones. Here's Ortega. Brewers have not retired him yet in this game. Had the solo home run in the second and then the bunt single in the third. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Hudson is making a very strong statement this spring to be in the mix in this Brewers bullpen. 0-1. Breaking ball missed in. That was the curveball. It's one ball and one strike. With the Dodgers a year ago, Hudson has good stuff. It never hurts to be left-handed when you're trying to win a job in a bullpen either. Swung on and fouled back nearly into the press box to the left of us. And it's 1-2 on Ortega. A couple of ortho ASAP strikeouts for him so far against Jimenez and DeYoung. And now he's got Ortega behind, one ball and two strikes here in this fourth. Hudson looks in, kicks and delivers, and he missed down and away. It's even now 2-2. Ortega, left-handed hitter, awaits the pitch from Hudson, and he fouled that one off the gear of Sanchez and stays alive at two balls and two strikes. Hudson with that 6'8 frame, easy to imagine that he would be very difficult on lefties. The pitch hit the other way, pretty deep to left, but playable for Hicklin. He's got this one sized up. He's there, makes the catch, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 inning for Brian Hudson. In the top of the fourth, we go to the bottom of four. It's the White Sox 10 and the Brewers 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Now until April 1st is a great time for a new Toyota. Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speedboating.
Woo-hoo! Or even taking a RAV4.
To an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save, now through April 16th. Joey Weimer leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 10-3 White Sox lead. And Weimer takes the ball high. It's 1-0. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Weimer takes another one out of the zone. 2-0 now on Joey. Base hit for Weimer back in the second inning. Fetty back out there and brings home the 2-0 pitch, and Weimer went down to a knee as he offered at the pitch and will use his timeout. Two balls and a strike here on Weimer. Been busy out in the outfield today. Trying to get himself going offensively at the plate with this new swing. 2-1. Bounce back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. And so Joey Weimer 2-for-2, and the Brewers certainly like that. Leadoff man is aboard for Andrew Monasterio. As we drive around the league, it is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Trusted Contractors, building Wisconsin together. Padres all over the A's early on. Here's a bouncer to short, should be two. DeYoung to second for one, on to first in time. 6-4-3 double play. And just like that, the leadoff single by Weimer as he raced, and there's two outs and nobody on. And Owen Miller is the batter. And Padres with a 6-0 lead over Oakland and Peoria. That's in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch is in there for a strike on Miller, and it's 0-1. Of course, the Padres are getting ready to take off for that series in Korea against the Dodgers. Rockies with a 2-0 lead at Talking Stick over the Diamondbacks in the bottom of the fourth. Miller takes low and away, one ball and one strike. Cubs out to a 5-0 lead on the Guardians in Goodyear. That game is also in the bottom of the fourth inning, just like this one is here, where the White Sox lead 10-3. 1-1 to Miller. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball down and away, and it's 1-2. Reds are at Scottsdale Stadium taking on the Giants today in the top of the fourth, 4-1 Reds. Some games later tonight in the Grapefruit League as Miller lines this down the left field line, but foul. Takes one hop and bounces into that White Sox bullpen. There have been 19 hits in this game already. And again, just to repeat myself, it's the bottom of the fourth inning. Fetty out of the windup brings home the 1-2 pitch to Miller, and he missed low and away with a fastball at 95. 2-2 the count here on the Wisconsin native. 0-1 so far this afternoon. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and he missed down and away with a breaking ball, and the count is full. Miller back in the box. Fetty into the windup, and the 3-2 pitch. Hit pretty well out to right center field. Ortega backtracking a few steps in front of the warning track out there to make the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers got a leadoff single, but the double play erase the traffic on the base pass. We go to the fifth. It's a 10-3 White Sox lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
10-3 White Sox as we go to the fifth inning here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Brian Hudson back out on the mound for a second inning. And back on the mic, here's Jeff Levering.
All right, thanks, Lane. It's Kevin Pillar. Pillar waiting on Hudson, and first pitch is outside for ball one. 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors for Chicago. 3 runs, 7 hits, a couple of errors for the Brewers. Pillar been on base a couple different times, doubled back in the second inning. First offering and ground ball towards the middle. Monasterio into a dive, gets it, throws to first, and Tyler Black with a scoop for out number one. Nice play by Tyler Black. Better play by Andrew Monasterio to get Kevin Pillar. One up and one down. Leadoff batter retired. The second time in the last two innings. Brian Hudson was clean in the fourth. couple of strikeouts and a fly out to left. And now Corey Lee, two-run home run back in the second inning, is the hitter. Hudson, big, tall left-hander. And the pitch to Lee is laid on a fastball. And it's 0-1. Talked about opening day. It is right around the corner. Brewers in New York against the Mets. The home opener, April 2nd, against the Twins. Still a handful of tickets available. Not many. Lee, line drive, caught by Tyler Black at first. Showing off the leather in the inning is Tyler Black. First on a scoop, now a lunging catch to take a hit away from Corey Lee. Not only is it opening day, but there's also a student special ticket offer. Kids and seniors ticket offer. Or grab an opening day bundle. Get your opening day seats by going to brewers.com/tickets. Make sure you join us. Swing and a miss by Mark Payton. One strike and nothing on Payton. Well, not a great day for Bryce Wilson. Got his work in, though. 10 runs, 9 of them earned in his 3 innings of work. Hudson throws low with breaking ball. And it's 1-1 on Mark Payton. Already his third time to the plate, and we're in the fifth. Hudson's 1-1 is inside. It's a 2-ball, 1-strike count. Hudson, not a hard thrower, but he's got good stuff. His location has been on point this spring. Works from the dead center of the mound. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes. You don't see a lot of pitchers work from the middle of the rubber anymore. They're either on one side or the other. Depending if they're a sinker baller, they'll be on one far extreme, or a four-seamer, they'll be on the other extreme. The 2-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. An ortho ASAP strikeout ends another perfect inning for Brian Hudson. We've played 4.5. It's the White Sox 10 and the Brewers 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Iron Buffalo Saloon in McAlvo knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Firefighters, police, military, National Guard, and citizens of our great country all united. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. A message from Iron Buffalo Saloon in McAlvo. Under new management, you can join them every Saturday and Sunday at their outdoor bar and enjoy the band.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hicklin leads it off for the Brewers in the fifth inning, 10-3 Chicago. New pitcher for the White Sox is Jordan Leisure. The right-hander, new second baseman, new third baseman to go along with it. Leisure's first pitch is high on Hicklin, who homered in his first at-bat, a two-run shot. How about a quick vibe check? Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. 1-0 on Hicklin. Leisure's pitch is a strike. 95 on the corner. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Luis Lara on deck, and then back to the top of the order in Sal Frelick. Bottom of the fifth. Brewers down a touchdown and an extra point. Hicklin off the end of the bat to third. New third baseman is Shoemake. He throws it across in time. 1 up and 1 down. 5-3 on the putout. Now it's Lara, singled and then was caught stealing in the second. Brewers theme and community nights are back and better than ever in 2024. Join us for epic experiences and promos starting with Hockey Night, Bark at the Park, and more. So many more great community and theme nights over the course of the season. American Family Field in Milwaukee. Pitch to Lara is a strike. Grab your theme and community night tickets by going to brewers.com. Strike one on Lara with a big curveball from Leisure. Always from the stretch and the pitch. It's high. One ball and one strike on Lara. Playing to the opposite field in the outfield. The pitch is a high breaking ball. And it's 2-1 on Luis Lara. We talked about how he's only 19 years old. Won't turn 20 until November. 5-7, a great season a year ago in A-ball, 87 games as an 18-year-old. 2-1 is high. Three balls and one strike. Stole 30 bases. Hit 286. He has had some great defensive moments in spring training this year. Brewers think very highly of him defensively. 3-1 pitch. It's high, and that's ball four. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin Walk Ortho ASAP walk right in. There is a difference. Sal Frelick the hitter. Frelick a single and a fly out to center. One out of two for Frelick. Came in hitting 286 this spring. Speaking of Sal Frelick, Hockey Night at American Family Field. It's April 26th. It's presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. Brewers face off against the Yankees that day. And if the Yankees weren't a big enough draw, how about a Sal Frelick Milwaukee Admirals branded hockey jersey as a giveaway? Go get your tickets at brewers.com. Got to get the special theme night ticket package to get the jersey, though. Pitch to Frelick. A swing and a foul back. Got a piece of Corey Lee behind the plate. 0-1 on Sal. Brewers will get back to work tomorrow. Game against the Mariners in Peoria. Jansen Junk against Brian Wu. And then a couple of home games for Milwaukee. Ground ball towards the middle. Right at DeYoung. Steps on the second base bag and throws to first to complete the 6-3 inning-ending double play. Five innings complete. 10-3 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit MFM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence. Serve your community and help all of our kids stay in school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increase to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry, you must order by March 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Brian Hudson back out for another inning of work in the sixth. He's been perfect through the first two. Zach Remillard leads it off. and takes strike one from Hudson. Remillard came on and played at second base last half inning. Shoemake was at third. He's on deck. Hudson delivers down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Andrew Vaughn still in the ball game. He'll get another AB. It'll be his fourth. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied him up with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. Top of the sixth inning. 10-3 Chicago. Trevor McGill starting to crank it up in the Brewers' bullpen. Probably like to give him a clean inning. Just starting his warm-up process. The 1-2. Ground ball left side. Frelick dives. It's by him. It's base hit. Remillard with a leadoff single. First base runner allowed by Brian Hudson. And Remillard right off the bench with a knock. Shoemake will be the hitter. Lefty-lefty matchup. Vaughn on deck. Well, baseball and bratwurst. I mean, does it get any better than that? I don't think so. Only when the brats are Usingers. Nothing better than a Usinger brat hot off the grill. And a little Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Won't be long till the boys are back in Bruce City, starting off that home opener April 2nd against the Twins. 3 o'clock start, first pitch strike on Shoemake, and it's 0-1. If you need a note for your kids to get out of school, I'll write a note for them. I'm not sure it'll do any good with the principals, but I'll write the note.
I think it holds some weight.
The 0-1 pitch is tapped foul at home plate. Played a little hooky for the afternoon. I know it's right after the Easter holiday. A lot of schools don't go to school on Monday, yeah, the first. So it's your first day back from Easter break. Maybe go for lunch and then come on back, go tailgate, go hang out at the ballpark. 0-2 to Shoemake. Slider off the plate away. Sanchez boxed that one. Throw to second base. Is not going to be in time. That's more than likely another pass ball on Sanchez. That's his third in the game. Catchable ball, but Sanchez having a hard time catching Bryce Wilson and Hudson. Time called as the runner out at second base has a wardrobe malfunction. It appears as his belt has snapped. So he's going to need a new piece of leather. It's like the bench coach gives a new belt to the bat boy. Bat boy hustles his way out, and we'll have a swaparoo of the belts.
How about that?
Their base coach, Rick Renteria, almost took his belt off and donated it to Remillard. Yeah, the buckle just snapped clean off. Hope that new belt's the right size. That one's down and away. Two balls and two strikes on Shoemake. He's still messing around with the belt out there. I don't know. I'm going to give him a 34 waist.
Yeah.
So hopefully he didn't get the 40 waist. That'd be a problem. Wrap it around twice. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Another fastball. And another strikeout for Hudson. That's his fourth strikeout. Ortho ASAPKs for Hudson.
Nothing worse than getting the wrong belt size. Obviously, one that's too small is a major issue. But one that's too big is annoying, too. You get that extra flap. I bought one that was too big this spring, and it just gets caught on everything.
Got to use it on that extra belt loop.
Yeah.
Pat Murphy's coming out. He's going to make a pitching change. So not a clean inning for Trevor McGill. He's going to come in with a man on base, simulate what he may be doing in the regular season. Pitching change brought to you by U.S. Cellular. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers and reminds you that when the Brewers are on your hands or for high-fiving, not scrolling, U.S. Cellular built for us. Trevor McGill's coming in. One out. Runner at second base. 10-3 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network free for 30 days.
You can pull over now. Please?
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Truck drivers, it's time to take your skills to a company that really cares. Get the support you need and respect you deserve as a Schneider driver. Start by picking from local, regional, and over-the-road jobs to get the home time you want and paychecks you can count on. At Schneider, you'll enjoy access to nationwide driver facilities with plenty of parking and unmatched driver support. Take your skills to Schneider today. Search for jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil. Saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
My Carumba hot, hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels, $1.69 or chips, $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned. It's
Andrew Vaughn, the first to match up against Trevor McGill, pitching out of the Brewers' bullpen. Vaughn with a big two-run homer back in the second. First pitch, fastball at 96 and missed, ball one. Eloy Jimenez is not on deck. Here's the offering to Vaughn, breaking ball down low and in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. Alexander Womack, not Alexander, Alexander Womack is on deck. Two-0 pitch. And Vaughn rips it to right. Lara broke back. Now reaches up and makes the catch. Boy, he made that a zoo of a play in right field, but he ends up making that effort pay off with a leaping catch. All he had to do was stand right where he was, and he makes the catch chest high. Instead, he went in, then broke back. And at the last moment, a leap and a catch. Well, it's an adventure out there in right field today, and Luis Lara ends up getting the out. And he can breathe a little easier, knowing that ball didn't get by him. Alexander Womack takes a strike, and it's 0-1, 98 on that fastball.
We've seen him be borderline brilliant in the outfield over the course of this spring. That was not brilliant in terms of the route he took, of course, but he still made the play.
Womack chops it foul first base side. The only brilliant part of that play, Lane, was that he made the play.
Yeah.
The result. The route running you wouldn't teach. I almost wish that the StatCast and the Hawkeye system was up because you could watch how outfielders are moving in the StatCast data. His route on that would not have been in Tom Emanski's defensive drills video. Womack fouls it away, but again, the out was recorded. That's all that matters.
It's the challenge of a ball hitting, getting hit that hard right at you, too.
That little slice and the wind's going. I mean, there's a lot of factors there. I get that. That made the play.
Yep, that's all that mattered at the end.
F9, if that's how you put it in your scorebook, or just a 9, or an L9.
Or on your keyboard.
Yeah, that too. 0-2 misses low. One ball and two strikes. If we've got people keeping score of these games digitally today, kudos. Kudos to you. If you are even keeping score anymore. I tell you, the third inning, when the White Sox scored their three runs, had a bunch of craziness happening, I got nothing. I got the first batter and the last out.
That's good.
I don't know what else happened between hitters 6-2. And you know what? I don't really
You're
care.
You're going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
Care.
It's going to be okay.
Because those guys are going to be out of the game here pretty soon anyway. McGill has this one fouled back just over our head. And Womack continues on. McGill again. Kicks and throws. Breaking ball hit to third. One hop to Sal Frelick. Crow hopping a throw is high, but Tyler Black pulls it in, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, a man left. Five and a half innings complete. 10-3 White Sox on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Christian Arroyo will lead off for the Brewers. He'll continue the DHing for William Contreras. So Arroyo is in the ballgame. Gary Sanchez is on deck. Jake Cousins, former Brewer, is on the mound for Chicago and delivers ball one with a slider to Arroyo. One ball, no strikes. More action continues in the bullpen for Chicago. But that, I believe, is Leisure, who pitched last half inning, just getting some work in. That's up and in on Arroyo. Two balls, no strikes. I tell you, I am surrounded by sneezes today. Lane's got them. Kent's got them. I'm just glad you're going the other direction. The 2-0 is inside 3-0.
It's got to be the wind today, maybe. Blowing a little dust around.
It's blowing out.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. Snuck up on me today. Didn't take my Flonase.
The 3-0 is high, and that's a four-pitch walk on Christian Arroyo, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Walk right in. There is a difference. Gary Sanchez. Yeah, don't forget that Flonase or Nasacort or Claritin or whatever we're taking.
This is the time of the year, especially down here.
Yeah, you get all that dust running around. Dry air. Sanchez whistled a ball to center that was caught by Ortega. Takes strike one. Ortega and Peyton, as well as the catcher Corey Lee, the only three that started this game that are still in there for the White Sox. Pitch from Cousins is outside of the curveball. 1-1 on Sanchez. Strike out and a line out for Sanchez. Tyler Black on deck. 10-3 Chicago. Pitch is up and in. Two balls and one strike. Don't forget, get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Got to order before March 31st. That time's ticking down. Get your free in-home consultation by going to PellaWI.com. Sanchez takes inside. Three balls and one strike. Tell you it's worth it. Check them out, PellaWI.com. Anything you need for your house. Doors, sliding doors, patio doors. There's a strike. 3-2, fiberglass front doors.
Still need to get that number from you before we leave today.
That's fine. I got it.
Okay.
The number is 1. I got all the numbers for you for Pella. Runner goes on 3-2. It's a called third strike. Throw to second base is not in time. Arroyo swipes the bag. Sanchez called out on strikes. A successful steal against Corey Lee. Runner at second. One out for Tyler Black, who's played well at first base this afternoon. Black chokes up just a bit on the bat. And the first one from Cousins. Line foul just below us. I think everybody's okay as it caroms off of a seat. Older gentleman picks it up, and another younger kid was running for the ball, and the older gentleman just swiped it away from the kid. Come on now. That's not okay.
That can't happen.
Fouled away by Black, and it's 0-2. I mean, I will give that gentleman credit for a really strong haircut, but that's about it. Got to give the kid the baseball. The 0-2 to Black, breaking ball, called for strike three over the outside corner. So after the walk on four pitches, back-to-back K's looking against Cousins. And it's Joey Weimer. Well, good for him. He's got a souvenir. Joey Weimer waits, and the pitch is high. A couple of base hits for Joey Weimer. Cousins at the belt and comes back. Slider for a strike. It's 1-1. Before we get our attendance from Andrew Groom. Oh, he's going to say it. No. Oh, I thought he was going to say it. I wanted to get our guesses in. You guys want to throw some wagers out there? Lane, you want to go first or you want to go last?
I'll go.
1-1 is inside. Two balls, one strike.
I'll go first because I'll probably be like 2,000 high or low, and then you can laugh at me, and then we'll see where it lands.
Okay. Just give me a number.
I think 4,900.
Ground ball to second base. Up with it is Mendick, and he throws out Joey Weimer. We will. 4,900?
Think I'm high?
I think you're low. But we'll put our official guesses in after this quick commercial break. As we go to the seventh inning, it's 10-3 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Introducing a new and easier parking system at American Family Field, which means everyone gets into the ballpark faster. Cashiers and scanners will no longer be at lot entrances. You can now pay on site or via QR code. Or for an even easier way to get into the ballpark, purchase parking in advance. Learn more at brewers.com/parking.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sox. Seventh inning. Our official guesses from Lane, 4,900. Sophia Minert threw in 4,600. Kent, 5,560. And Jeff, 5,219 for attendance in the seventh inning. Trevor McGill is still in and back on the mic. Here's Lane.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Just want to make sure you were unmuted.
I was just grabbing some water for this next inning. Nothing in one on Fletcher for Trevor McGill, and he misses outside. One ball and one strike. So we got, yours was 51 and change?
52-19.
52 and change for you. 1-1 to Fletcher, swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 1-2. What was Kent's?
55-60.
We got a pretty wide range then between Sophia to Kent.
Got about 1,000 between the two of you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see who wins this one. This feels pretty evenly spaced out. 1-2. Swing and a miss. It gets away from Sanchez. Fletcher busting down towards first. Sanchez won't even make the throw. That'll be a wild pitch. So a strikeout, but Fletcher reaches. And the first man is aboard here in the top of the seventh. And Rafael Ortega, who is still in this game as the White Sox center fielder strolls to the plate here. I don't know. I'm just kind of distracted by everything other than what the attendance is going to be announced at. I'm just like looking over at Andrew Groom in between every pitch. Throw to first, back in time as Fletcher. He just grabbed the microphone and was getting ready to talk into it, and then he put it back down.
Right? See, every time, it's almost a deke.
I think he can hear us, and so he's slow playing this on purpose now.
Rolling the White Sox bullpen, number 47, Tukey Toussaint.
First pitch to Ortega is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1.
There's Andrew. That's for our bingo card, by the way. Yeah. An Andrew Grumman reference.
Yeah. I'm looking at Mike Fasalo sitting next to him. Mike looks a little stressed right now.
I mean, when's he not? High level of stress.
0-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike. And it's nothing in two. Been able to socialize with both of those gentlemen the last few nights. Some dinner excursions with Andrew Grumman and Mike Vassallo and myself. The 0-2 pitch. Jammed him. Little flare into right. Coming in is Larias. Let it drop in front of him. So it's a single for Ortega. Thought maybe Lara had a chance to get to that one off the bat, but has to let it drop. And now first and second and nobody out. Here in the seventh for the White Sox. And here's Gavin Sheets.
And what was our dining fare that you guys were working with? I know it was pizza one night.
Yeah, we went to the pizza joint across the street from the team dorms. Not really the team dorms.
Kinda.
Yeah. The unofficial team dorms. Pitch is high to Sheets. It's 1-0. I don't know how you say that. Is it Cibo or Cibo?
It depends on what part of Italy you're in, I think.
Okay.
It's regional.
It's phenomenal. Had a calzone. Really good. Do recommend. I know you do as well. 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
It's so convenient and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the mood for gluten, that's your spot. Great pizza.
Also gluten-free options, too.
True.
If you're there on the right night, they run out of the gluten-free crust. Because it's in demand. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball. It's 1-2.
Mike told me that was at least his sixth or seventh time there.
Yeah, he's a fan.
Yeah.
I get it, though. It's a good place.
It's also a creature of habit.
Yes. 1-2 pitch is high with a fastball. It's going to get past the glove of Sanchez and back to the backstop. The runners move up 90 feet. So now second and third for the White Sox on a pass ball charged to Sanchez. Oh, yeah, this is Caro now, I should point out. I have it written down in my book. So I made the change in the book.
Just okay.
Didn't make the change in my mind.
It's okay.
See that? Not charged to Gary Sanchez. Omit that. Pass ball on Jefferson Caro. Infield in, 2-2 pitch. Bouncer right back to McGill. He'll look the runner back to third. Nobody's covering first. And Tyler Black pounds his glove as he was trying to hustle back to the bag, but he wasn't there, so McGill has to eat the baseball and everybody's safe. Well, those are situations, actually, if you're a manager and your staff, you probably like seeing your team deal with those types of situations, especially with a young infielder like Tyler Black playing first base, dealing with bunt defense or infield defense. That was not a bunt, but it was essentially like one. Situations you learn from in spring training. So an infield single for Sheets. Bases loaded now. And here's Corey Lee. Yeah, to finish that conversation, then Vassallo took me to, and again, we're really challenging my ability to pronounce things.
52 Aaron Rund forming in the Brewers bullpen.
First pitch to Corey Lee, swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Le Grand Orange.
Yeah, that's it.
I get it?
Yeah, it's the big orange.
That's what that translates to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Hadn't thought that part through, but that makes sense. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. And it's nothing in two on Lee.
So you've had a lot of pizza here recently.
I didn't get pizza there.
Okay.
I had a chicken salad sandwich.
I bet that was good.
Kind of refreshing. It was, you know, a little bit of a change of pace from...
But Mike had pizza. Or some sort of sub sandwich or a calzone.
0-2 pitch. Missed down and away. One ball and two strikes. Well, we both had sushi. And then I had the sandwich.
Sushi at the Italian place.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very eclectic, the big orange.
Yeah. He had like a BLT.
Okay.
Is what he had. I remember now. 1-2 pitch. High with a fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. But yeah, that's part of the, you know, we're joking around about it. That's part of the Cactus League experience. You bounce around in the valley and check out different places to eat. Catch up with your coworkers in baseball. 2-2 pitch. And he missed just a little bit low. Three balls and two strikes here on Corey Lee. There's nowhere to put him. Nobody out as well. Bases are loaded here for the White Sox. They lead it 10-3 here in the top of the seventh. McGill kicks and delivers the 3-2 pitch. It's a bouncer to short. Backhanded by Monasterio to second for one. On a first in time. 6-4-3 double play. The run scores from third in the form of Fletcher. It's 11-3 White Sox, but McGill has made some really good pitches in this inning. This is a jam and really no fault of his own. He has a strikeout. There was a base hit by Ortega that could have been caught. There was an infield single, and there was the 6-4-3 double play. So really, McGill's pitched pretty well here in the seventh. Mark Payton, the batter. That's the hardest hit ball of the inning. It's lined into center for a base hit. Ortega will score. 12-3 White Sox. Runner at first and two outs now as it goes back to the top of the order. And Zach Remillard, the shortstop. Payton's had a good day at the plate today. Double, a sack fly, a base hit there. Remillard, who had a single back in the sixth, checks his swing on a ball down in the dirt. It's 1-0. Payton gets his lead. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And he missed low. Two balls and no strikes on Remillard. Most of the White Sox starters are out of this game. You still have Lee and Payton. Everybody else, and Ortega is as well, still in this game as of right now. 2-0 pitch. Lifted in the air, right center field. Lara on the run. He won't get there. It's going to bounce in front of him. First to third goes Payton. And runners on the corners now and two down as Shoemake comes to the plate. Again, not a hard hit ball. Some tough luck for McGill here in this seventh. And Pat Murphy is going to stroll out of the dugout, rather, and he's already made the call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular call the pin has been made. They are proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 12-3 White Sox, two outs, runners on the corners. Top of the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport